It's your girl KB and your girl Plando. It's time to talk shit on Shit Talk Radio. Hey y'all, it's your girl KB.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Plando. And on tonight's episode, we're going to discuss mommies, mothers, mamas, mommy mommies, mama mamas, Lord. Grandmamas, mamas. Puerto Rican mommy. No, not Puerto Ricans, but
you about to say it's
It's Mother's Day weekend. Happy Mother's Day, ladies. Happy Mother's Day.
You know what's crazy?
What?
We have been doing Shit Talk Radio for over a year, child.
Period.
Over a year. Last year, this time of the year, we was doing a whole nother Mother's Day
special. Was that Father's Day?
No, we did Mother's Day first, and then we did Father's Day.
Wow. Oh, because I think it was I Hate My Baby Mama.
So, yeah, that was the baby mom episode.
Oh, well, listen to I Hate My Baby Mama. I Hate My Baby. Or, yeah, I Hate My Baby Mama.
It was one of them, like, whatever it was. Well,
listen,
but...
well, listen to that, y'all.
Yeah.
We're going to drop that as a flashback Friday. Yo, my favorite, one of the... best saying someone ever told me was time moves regardless.
Child.
And with that being said, time move. We've been doing this for a year straight. Go.
Go, Shit Talk. Everybody talk. Give it up for Shit Talk. And flesh our toilet on. Flesh the toilet on.
Oh, that was a bird.
That's a bird. Not a solid
sense. And like the drink champs, how they do they, I hate it. Because it's smoking cigarettes.
I know.
And the drink be in his hand. But yeah, I wish
no,
you
No, sometimes the cigarette be in his mouth.
Oh my like, God, yeah. It's the my cigarette bro. Always be in his mouth.
Give it up. Oh,
give it up. Give it up. Give it up. Give it
holy
up.
Holy moly guacamole.
Holy
moly. I feel, you know what? I watch Drink Champs so much. I know this has nothing to do with baby mamas, but I watch Drink Champs so much. Whenever I'm like doing something and something's crazy, I'll be like, holy moly guacamole. Like that damn Nori. But anyway.
Yes, but mamas. But mamas, but mamas. So shout out to like, you know what I'm like, I think last year we said this, but I'm gonna say it again. I try to stay away from like on my platform. I don't man bash on Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can't we, like, just, like, say Happy Mother's Day without man bashing? Because let's be honest, but here on Shit Talk, since we want to talk some shit, I want to, like, I want to bash women.
On Mother's Day, we bashing women.
Yeah, I do.
We bashing these single moms.
Because on Father's, here. Because on Father's Day, because it does...
What we do on Father's
on
Day?
On Father's Day, maybe you and I don't do it, but women all over the world bash men. It'd be like...
I'm a mom and a dad. F my baby I'm a, dad.
Yeah. And to the good men only. I'm making some of it up, but it's just like we can't never like...
That's not made up, though. That's facts.
We can't never just be like, Happy Father's Day.
You can't just get them in their flowers.
Yeah, that's
here.
It. That's it. No shade. Like we do the mothers. And it's a lot of wicked ass moms out here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of moms.
You know what's crazy? I can honestly say I've dated a few guys that went like to war for custody.
Mm-hmm.
I know a few guys that got full custody of their children because their baby, the baby moms is deadbeats.
Mm-hmm.
Last year we did a very, I think we did a positive episode on Mother's Day. I'm not sure. We gotta go back and look at it, but, yeah, it's some guys out here that's being mom and dad.
Fix.
And I know women will probably hear this and say, "Ain't no way a man could be could ever be mom. No different in the same way that men's like, I need you to stop saying I'm mom and dad on Father's Day."
Yeah.
But I mean, listen, it's some men out here that's doing both jobs, just like women like to say they do both jobs. There's right. some men out here doing it, and you know,
yeah. But you know, I don't want for real. I don't want to be mom and dad. I'm just mom. Sometimes being mom is hard enough. I don't need mom and dad. Like, I am like, don't want to be dad. I don't want to be dad. I just want to be mom. I just want to be mom. I can't take mom sometimes. But with that being said, how do you feel about, I seen this somewhere, some girl page I follow. How do you feel about the mom versus, I think we talked about this before too, the mom versus the mom being a best friend. Now, not grown. Let's start, we're going to take it to grown, but let's start off as kids, because I
hate it.
No. You hate, you dislike it.
I hate it. I don't even dislike, I loathe it.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay. Like with, okay. Because I know, so I I know grown folks, and which is fine because you're grown. So, okay, yeah, you just having to be close to your mom. Who cares? But I know, like, you know, we, like, we don't even get a chance, kids, enough room to be kids before we be like, I think, it, you know, you want to make
it cute. My best friend, or my best friend.
Yeah, like, my best friend, like,
I'll,
God.
I would at lunch with my best friend, and it'd be a whole two-year-old. It's a two-year-old. Ooh, I hate it.
Yeah.
Like, I hate it. That's not your best friend. Yeah. How can you be best friends with somebody who don't, who's still learning how to pronounce words?
Yeah.
And still taking vocabulary tests in elementary school.
Yeah. So the same exact way how,
so you just best feel, friends with somebody that's not on the same cognitive level as you?
Yeah.
Or somebody that whose brain hasn't fully developed yet.
And I believe, I really,
I can't,
I believe the power of words. So I'm never saying my broke nothing. Well, I say I'm broke. I do. I'm lying. But I'm never going to say my broke. But it's just like a, anyway.
I get what you mean.
The same way I feel like on Father's Day, please don't wish me a happy Father's Day. It's the same way I feel like don't look for me to say. But I will say this. I learned to stop being so judgmental about it. I just let people do them. And if you ask me my opinion, because my coworker, she just recently asked me my opinion. And I'm like, okay. I'm learning that. But then she want to, like, you know, like, okay, raise your kids. How you raise your kid. And let me raise my child. He's not my best friend. I want, it's so hard, especially for a teenager, it's so hard being a balanced parent, like, you know, I mean, like, strict, not being strict, having that, so you want them to be open, because you don't want them, you don't want to be hell of a parent that they don't feel comfortable with you. It's hard enough trying to be a parent, so let me, like, get this parent shit down first, before I start crossing over to the friend side.
I remember when my child was in school, high school, and it was this one particular parent who was friends with all the kids. Like, she would literally, like, hang out with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
At first, I thought, like, oh, wow, she's a great parent because she, you know, really care about the kids, and she's just really involved with all of the kids, and she makes sure all of her her children's friends are well, you know, looked after.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I started realizing, like, no, this woman is really hanging out with these kids.
Mm-hmm.
She's really, like, friends with these kids. Mm-hmm. And I saw how immature she was.
Mm-hmm.
It really clicked when I started following her on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I started seeing the way her conversation was, the things that she complained about, and then knowing her children.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing how they complain and how they talk and how they
child.
It just
it gets real creepy.
It
indeed.
Got real creepy.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember she tried to gossip with me about my own goddamn child.
Yeah.
And you know, because Kavina wore a pink dress to the sophomore, sophomore hop, whatever it's called, a pink dress. No, she wore a pink dress for Sweet 16 and the pink dress for junior prom.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, yeah, the kids is telling me that Kavina wore the same dress from the Sweet 16 to the junior prom. And I said to myself, like, are we really gossiping about what the kids are talking about? I don't give a damn what these kids is out here saying. Kavina knows which. That's something for Kavina to argue with her friends about.
Yeah.
And the lady was only doing it because she was trying to be smart towards me because of whatever reason. Whatever was going on at the time, she felt like giving me like a little jab or whatever. That's when I started really realizing, like, this woman really hangs out with these kids. And then it was a situation that happened and Kavina was really, like, hurt and upset.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was like, well, such and such did this, and then such and such did that, and Miss such and such, no, she didn't even say Miss. She said, and such and such did. I said, wait, you said who?
Mm-hmm.
For the sake of not saying names, Carla.
Yeah.
She's like, Katie said this. Kelly said that.
Mm-hmm.
Kimberly said this, and Carla said that. But Carla is the adult. I'm like, what you call her?
Yeah,
she's like Carla. I'm like, you mean Miss Carla? She like, no, she let us call her Carla.
Yeah,
and I'm like, so Carla is just like, yeah, she's super cool. She's like, she's like friends with us all. And then I'm like, yeah, I kind of really had to like scale back how she was hanging around this household, because this woman really, really was friends with her kids.
Yeah.
And now, you know, I'm not here to put out her whole business, but, you know, one of her daughters ended up having a baby very early.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it not being judgmental, because that could happen to anybody's child, even if you are a strict parent. It can happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I say all that to say, like, it's not always good to be all in the mix and all friends and shit like that with your kids, because they don't turn out no better than the kids who you looking at the parent like she can't even talk to her mom about something.
Mm-hmm.
You out here open and honest with your kids and they out here doing God knows what and everything. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, y'all out here sleeping with the same men. You know, it gets tricky. So I honestly, I do it on purpose. I balance myself. When it's time for me to hang around the boys, like if it's a birthday party, I get down to their age and I'm like racing with them, you know, doing boy shit. But then I come back and it's like, how y'all doing, y'all?
Mm-hmm.
I come back as an adult, because it's a fine line. Kids don't know. Just like, they don't know the difference. They'll be like, you get too cool with them. Next thing you know, they like, what's up, LaShawn?
Mm-hmm.
Real, true story. I gave my niece a sleepover. So I'm like all in as an adult. I like getting in with the kids. So we playing on the Chinese store phones. We like, hurry up, 5 minutes. I'm about to, you know, we doing everything. We like, I'm paying their nose, they paying my nose. And I'm like, period. You know, talking like that, playing with, you know, having the kids slang. And now the girls get roast. They different than the little boys. The boys, for real, the boys, they say Miss LaShawn. The girls came in like, hey, Sean.
They especially because you look like their age.
And they came in straight from the door like, hey, Sean, wait. So we got Miss Sean together. We got that together. Because actually the girls is younger than the boys because my son is older. But we got the Miss. Let's do the Miss. Hours go by. We hanging. And next thing I know, I hear girlfriend cussing upstairs. Wait. Oh! You will go home at 2:00 in the morning. Don't play. Don't play. Like, now I'm like, let's stop the game. Then everything in my brain is just stopping because these kids, they think that we like, you know, we kicking it, we laughing. It's a thin line. So I said that to say, with all that being said, it's hard trying to balance that mom. Whereas though you want your kids to come to you, you want your kids to respect you, You know what I'm saying? It's hard trying to excel at that. I don't need to be trying to, like, be a best friend. That's not my my mission is to become.
Because, I mean, think about it, though. Like, when you say, best friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times I envision the people that's saying, best friend usually end up being the people that's hanging out with their kids, smoking with their kids, drinking mm-hmm. with their kids, cursing with their kids, mm-hmm. going to the bar with their kids and things like that. Now I'm moving on to like the older mm-hmm. adult or whatever. And I know some people that was doing it with their kids when their kids was teenagers. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Is that really a best friend, or is that a mom being a best friend, or is that a mom just being
a toxic mom?
Is that a mom just being somebody that's coming down to their children's level, or yeah. making their kids grow up too fast?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, or are you really, like, are you doing it for the reason so your kids can be open with you? Or are you doing it because you just need somebody to hang out with?
Sometimes you need... So, it's crazy
because... I just don't see it as...
I've seen a pro...
Because you can be that way with your kids and they still don't come to you and talk about what they need. Sometimes kids... Parents, we got to understand your kids not going to always come to talk to you. Mm-hmm. And they're going to go talk to somebody else. Regardless of how open you have communication.
I got friends for days. I wish they was here to be a witness. I got friends who wouldn't even come to me because it's something about me. They ain't going to tell me everything, and I'm fine with that. I'm okay. If I was to hear their business from the tea and they don't tell me, I don't even take it because sometimes you just feel comfortable telling people, certain people, it don't mean nothing.
It don't mean nothing.
It don't even mean anything. Somebody that I grew up with was real close to her mom. I seen the pros and the cons, but maybe I feel like this because my mom always said, I ain't your friend. So I was kind of like, I kind of grew up off of that. This is probably why I feel so strong about not being friends or whatever, but I seen it. Without being biased, I seen it work and not work. My friend, my childhood friend, I swear I could go to her. I probably said this 20 times on this podcast within a year. Go to my girlfriend, youngest 12. She knew anything that you need to know. When the twat was itching, crabs was popular. So when my twat was itching back in the day, I thought it was freaking... crabs. That's the first thing. Come to find out, it was yeast. So homegirl said something about she was like, you can even go to she actually educated me. This young kid actually educated me on a Diflucan versus the mindset. And she said, but we gonna go to the clinic and I go to this one and you can get the pill, blah blah blah. They don't tell your parents, yada yada yada. She educated me, and I promise you, as far as I can remember, nothing that she said was wrong because her mom was that thorough with her. She was that open. But I also watched her grow up to an adult
mm-hmm.
or teenager or whatever she was, and she disrespected her mom because her mom didn't handle friends. Her mom was hanging out with us.
Mm.
Next thing you know, she disrespected her mom. Her mom was the best friend, but she was also getting disrespected too. Like, she didn't have, like,
right.
Like,
so again, and not to talk down on his mom, because I do know who you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I actually love her. She's mm-hmm. a really great person.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you just said a key thing. The mom didn't have no friends. She was hanging out mm-hmm. with y'all. She didn't have no friends. So was she open and honest, my best friend, mm-hmm. with her daughter because she wanted to create a relationship where she could tell her daughter everything and have her daughter come to her
mm-hmm.
so that she don't got to learn it out there in the streets, or so that she don't got to hear it from somebody that may not have her best intentions?
Mm-hmm.
Or was she doing it because... unconsciously, she didn't even realize it was for her own self mm-hmm. because she needed... somebody to she yeah. she was filling a void
yeah.
that she didn't have herself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, what did you get out of it? Somebody that don't even respect you.
Mm-hmm.
When you thinking, I'm going to be this open with this child because at the end of the day, they don't end up respecting me. Yeah. When it didn't even work out that way.
Right. Yeah. It was like a gift and a curse. Watched it happen between my eyes. So my answer is no. I don't try to be, like, that's not the goal for me, is to become the best friend. I actually don't care to become anybody's best friend. Because I don't, it's not about friends, it's about children. But I don't care. That's not the mission. My mission is to be whoever I am and do a damn good job. So once I leave in this world, you can remember my ass. So no, my mission for my child and any other child I have is to be a mom first, because that shit is hard, child. It's
and
hard.
And you know, I'll say this, and then we can move on to the next mom
mm-hmm.
subject. But unless you got something else to say about being a best friend, but even as my child being a whole 20. At the tender age of 20-something years old, because, you know, I'm not,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm a tender age of 30-something, you know, child. So, at my child being the tender age of 20, I'll give you a story. We was just in Miami together.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all, you know, cute and stuff like that, all in Miami. Got my, looking like a Miami young joint, you know, mm-hmm. my little bathing suit and my little, you know, my shorts or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys is walking up and they like in my face.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like down the street coming, walking towards me because I had left out and she had forgot something. So she went back to the hotel and now she on her way back up. And then she's screaming up the street like, Mom, Mom. So she's saying to the people like, call her right there. Call that lady right there. She's like, Mom, Mom. So, they looking at her like, Mom, where?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, Mom. So, they was like, excuse me, I think this girl down here is calling you.
Mm-hmm.
So, I look up, she's like, Mom, come here. And they was like, Mom, you her, like, that's your daughter?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yes, that's my daughter. And, like, in their minds, they was like, mind blown, because they don't think me and my child
yeah.
is mom and daughter.
Right.
And then the boy starts like, oh, well, I can't talk to you, but can I talk to your daughter?
Yeah.
So we are always put in situations where people, they just always like, oh, that's not your sister?
Right.
It irks her to the core.
Yeah.
It irks her to the core. She gets so mad. Like, she just, as soon as somebody go to compliment me, she almost always know that they getting ready to say. She trying to, sometimes she finish it for them. Like, uh-huh. I know what you getting ready to say. She's like, she could be my sister.
Uh-huh.
And so one of the things I always had to do
uh-huh.
was make sure. So for me, being a friend with uh-huh. my child wasn't an option.
Uh-huh.
Because she needed to know. And she was tall uh-huh. very early. And I'm short.
Uh-huh.
So I had to make sure she always knew. Like,
yeah,
these people out here in this world is calling you my sister and calling me your sister.
Right.
I need you to know that I'm your mom.
Yeah.
We can never do the best friend thing.
Yeah.
We can't do the friend thing.
Yeah.
I'm your mom.
Mm-hmm.
When you come and ask me for advice, I'm going to give you advice like a mom would, because the friend ain't going to always tell you what you
yeah.
need to know.
Mm-hmm.
It's always going to be as a mom.
Yeah.
And the older we get, we in Miami, she's still new. We ain't going to no clubs together. We ain't drinking at no bars together. We ain't doing none of this Miami shit together. We really down here for the beach and the activities.
Right.
And I made it very clear, I don't care how much of a tender 20-something you are. Mm-hmm. You are very grown. And Miami is a scene for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
I can go to Miami with my girlfriends and really turn up and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
She can go to Miami with her girlfriends and turn up and have fun. And if I was the kind of mom that did that kind of stuff with my child, we really could go to Miami and turn up together
yeah.
and have a lot of fun. But I had to make it very clear, this is not what we're doing while we're down here. Because
yeah.
even as a grown-up, I'm just not crossing that line
yeah, with my child. My girlfriend used to say that she would, when her son turned 21. This is before we had kids. Remind you, she don't know what she was having. She said she was going to introduce her kid to an older lady and let him, like, let the older lady turn her little 21-year-old up.
See? For what?
That is not my job. Are you crazy?
For what?
I am not. And honestly, if I'm really being honest, I don't even know.
So you going to let your child get molested?
Oh, older woman to teach him tricks? Why would I teach my son sex tricks? Like,
so you want an older woman to molest your child?
I don't know what that girl wanted.
To rape your child?
I could show my son a whole bunch of things.
What's that double standard shit? Because you know where in the room you're going to get no grown-ass man to teach your young-ass daughter no tricks.
Yeah.
Without thinking this is molestation. You want to get your boy rape.
Some ass. No.
That's crazy.
I'm good, love. It ain't that much cool shit in the world. It ain't that much cool. And honestly, I don't even want to get the first drink for my boy.
Now, my dad did get the first drink for me, but I was of age when I decided to first drink. But, you know, I didn't want to give my child her first drink either. She experienced that when she was in college.
Yeah, like, I would just feel like.
Or high school when she was sneaking with her friends, but.
I just feel like there's plenty of times to get that stuff that doesn't matter. Like, I want to be like. My goals as a mom is to get, and it like I said, no pun intended to your dad. That's what he wanted to do. I don't care. It's just like for me, it's like better things to do than to get a drink or to get some head or a stripper.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like I could get him his first freaking, I don't know. Lawnmower. I was trying to say lower. I didn't want to say the popular instance that's out here. I don't know. I don't know. A lawnmower or something. The first
hammer. I don't know.
Hammer.
His first wrench.
You know. Oh, that's cute.
Flathead. Screwdriver.
You know. Because men
teach them the difference between a Phillips and a flathead.
Men need to. Child. They got classes at Home Depot. Chat. Yes, that's something I want to do.
Right.
You know, like, that's cute to me. Like, that's something that it lasts forever. The drink, you're going to have 20 of those, and then you just, it's just ghetto.
Right.
Child.
And you know what I want to say? The crazy thing is we focus on that, all that stuff as a young child. You want your child to grow up to be your friend because my child won't be open with me and this, that, and the third. I was very strict on my child. Considering her circumstance, I was very strict on her, but I also had an open door policy.
Mm-hmm.
We talked from the moment she came into my life and the moment I came into hers, we talked about some obscene, crazy shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always open for what she needed to talk about, but I still was her mom and I still made sure she understood that I wasn't her friend.
Mm-hmm.
And today, at the tender age of 20 something, as she is. You would think because of how strict I was that she would not be open to come talk to me. But this child talks to me about shit like, I'd be like, you know I'm your mom, right? Like, you telling this to your mom?
Oh, my God, child.
You know I'm your mom, right?
Child.
You know, and even in all of that, the stuff that you talked about that your friend's mom talked about with her, I did talk about with my child.
Right.
But not as a friend. As a mom, you know, it's going to be a time where you may do X, Y, and Z and you're not going to feel comfortable coming to me. I'm okay with that.
Right.
But here's the resource where you go.
Right. So I am like a cool, I'm like, I feel like if you look at, so if, how can I explain this? Because it's not easy to explain. So, if you're looking at KB and Plando and you look, let's just say you could see us through a TV with our children, you probably, not your daughter now or my son now, but let's just say years ago when everybody was in the house, you know what I'm saying? My son is in the house, her daughter isn't. You would think Keisha, KB is strict. You would say KB is a strict parent. You would say that I'm the more fun parent. So I am, looks can be deceiving though. I am not strict, but I am. So I can't. So I know some of the things y'all talking about, and it hurts my ears. But it really do, child. So I am.
Unfortunately, she comes to me and talk about it.
That's cool.
And that's how she speaks.
That's great.
And I don't even. I can't even stop it if I could, because that's just what she does.
Y'all got to see the face though. But so no. So that's and. So what I am trying to say, that's why it's hard to be a mom as is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I am trying to be balanced. You know what I'm saying? The cool parent. But there is some other things that's in me that's like, oh. And then, like, even when I watch my mom and the way my little cousins, it was so thorough the way she had this conversation with my cousin while I was right there on the phone. And I was just like, you talk to her about that? my ears was hurting. But at the same time, I was like admiring it. Because my ears hurt for that kind of stuff. I don't want it to be a closed door policy. But some of the stuff that I don't want to hear. So that's why I'm saying, it's hard being a mom. That's why I enjoy having. I'm kind of scared of his dad, but I kind of trust his dad too. I mean, I don't trust him now because I feel like he might get the stripper for the kid. But no, but I trust him, and that's why I don't want to take that place, because I am like blessed that there is two doors that he can come in, and I am okay with. I've been doing this all my life. Like, my ears hurt some of the stuff that, like, KB and I ain't talking about penises. It's just me. You know what I'm saying? Some of the stuff that is hard for, you know, to me to be this mom, because I am not even that friend. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's hard for me. So that's why I ain't trying to be the dad.
Right.
I'm not trying to be the best friend. I am trying to be the best mom that I know how to be. Getting out of my own, you know, getting out of my own way, trying to be there for my kid, but at the same time, please, my ears hurt. You know, I don't even want him to have a girlfriend.
Oh Lord, well, that's beyond your control, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't going to stop it, but damn, I never thought I would be, my child will be 17 in June, and the last thing on my mind is him having a girlfriend.
You know what I don't, what I hate?
What?
Is the moms that, the ones that's so cool with their sons, because, you know, I'm a mom on daughter situation. So let's talk about the mom on son situation. The moms that's so cool with their sons that they condone the dumb shit that their sons do.
Yeah, I'm not that. I'm not her.
Child, I'm so glad I don't got a son.
Why do you think you would do?
Because I'm not that sister either. If my brothers is doing something dumb, I'm going to tell my brothers. Both of my brothers have been in situations where they did shit that if it was done to their sister, they would not have liked a man to do what they did to their sister.
Yeah.
So I have told my brothers each and every time they've done something that's not okay, I've let them know. I am not that sister that's going to be like, Yeah, because that's my, you know, because it's my brother and I'm jumping on their side.
Yeah.
If I had a son, I'm going to be the son, you wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that to the girl because that's not my child. But I'm saying to my son, like, you wrong.
Yeah.
I can't stand those moms. It's just right.
So I have learned to.
Ready to go to war for their son and he be all the way wrong.
Yeah, my son ain't all the way there yet because he's still like 16. And he plays the game. Not saying that he ain't got a life out there.
I mean, you just teenage got a world. Kid.
Yeah, but I mean, he not all the way in the world. He's in the world. He not all the way in the world, though, I strongly believe. So we haven't crossed that line yet. But sometimes I have to, like, even balance that. Like, when to be on his side, even though I know he's wrong. When to be completely against them. And when to just ask him to reflect. So what did you... You think you did something wrong? So I said that to say... I'm not the one, because I'm raising a boy. I'm raising them. I want to break some curses. You know what I'm saying?
Generational curses.
Some generational curses. And I'm not going to tolerate the bull crap because, one,
you raising a young man that's going to be a man that got to be a husband and a father one day.
And I got to remember, I am a woman first. And I even try to tell my men friends, like, women, I know this don't have nothing to do with mom, but guess what? When your man is in good hands when he's with me, because please don't forget, I'm not one of them cool ass cousins, sisters, mothers, or anything, because I'm a woman at the end of the day first. So mm-hmm. I hate the women who raise their sons to be these men that we fuss about.
Facts.
What are you doing? And then there is power in words. There is power in words. When you have a cute son, or you think your son mm-hmm. is cute, stop saying that they're heartbreakers.
Mm-hmm.
Please. Like, y'all don't have anything positive.
Or when you know he got four girlfriends and you helping him sneak and cheat and all that.
Yeah, and then
that,
you tell him all your girlfriend, he playing.
He put my son to play.
He got four. Please. You dated his dad that made you cry.
Right.
What is, and it's a generational curse that we don't even know about. So, no, I am not, don't listen, bring me one girl. If you want to date and see other people, I understand, because you probably supposed to date until you're married, but don't bring every hoe to the house. Have some respect for me, please.
And just remember, your son got to turn out to be, your son going to either turn out to be, you have to raise your son, moms, mm-hmm. to be a husband and a father, yeah. not a boyfriend,
right?
Not a man that uses women to sleep on their couch,
right?
Not a mama's boy, because he's got to leave your house one day.
Mm-hmm.
You need to raise a young man that's going to turn into a husband and a father.
Yeah, not a house hopper.
Not a house hopper. Not a womanizer.
Right.
Not a man that's living off of women or anything like that. You need to raise, or not a bachelor.
Right.
You need to raise a husband, a young man that's going to turn into a husband and a father.
Right. We be concentrating.
Not a co-parenter, even though there's nothing wrong with co-parenting. Yeah. Not a co-parenter. We don't want to raise somebody to be a co-parent. If he end up being a co-parent, it's beyond his control. Cool. But you're not raising him to be a co-parenter.
Right.
You're raising him to be a husband
mm-hmm.
and a father.
Yeah, we be like having them so trained. And then just like how we teach our girls, you know what I'm saying? We teach them, cross your legs, do the dishes, cook. When you think about it, we raise our girls to be young women, to be wives. We got to do the same thing.
We're raising the boys to be husbands and fathers. We're raising the girls to be wives and mothers.
And mothers. And mothers. And then we do a bad job with women too.
It's getting so bad that we are raising our, and men too, dads too, we're raising our daughters to be single moms.
Yeah.
Just in this conversation, you want to know where the independent woman came from? Because she was raised by a mom who was put in a predicament, who had to do it all on her own.
And then we start asking. I had to check. And my grandma is
now
like,
we teaching these girls, listen, you gotta go to college. You gotta start a business. You gotta do this. You gotta do that. Because you have to take care of yourself. Because, you know, you might have to be, you're going to have to be an independent woman.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with being an independent woman. Let me get that out there and be straight. I'm not saying something wrong with being an independent woman. But we are raising these girls to be independent women because we know that it's all started with the woman being a single mom.
Yeah, no, we gotta, like I said, there's power in words. So I had to check my daughter. It sounds like I gotta check my old head. So my grandma, I love it. Every time I see her, every time I talk to her, she drop a gem on me. And sometimes I drop gems on her and she just crack up at me. My grandma says, LaShawn, don't look like you're going to have any more kids. I said, well, grandma, can I get a man first? You keep telling me about these kids. Let's say I listen. Can I be in a relationship? Wouldn't you say, LaShawn? So I'm saying change it up a little bit. LaShawn, are you going to get married? I would appreciate that more than you to say, LaShawn, don't look like you having any more kids. I need to do the correct steps first. I don't need to be that's how single parents. You want me to like dare to be by myself. Mm-hmm. You're not saying, let's take the first step first. Can I have a boyfriend or something? Can we talk about a man?
Well, it's kind of hard to, I don't want to say this because they're going to shoot me in the foot for this one, but it's kind of hard to find a boyfriend when moms is out here raising their sons to be heartbreakers and womanizers and all of that good stuff. In the mental.
Right, but grandma, you know, come on.
These boys ain't, society is not raising husbands and fathers.
Yeah.
They're just not. So.
And then we are.
But they looking for the young lady like you. Who is looking like she ain't want to have no more children. You only got one. You attended the age of 30-something.
And then you want to bash me for not having no more kids.
You're not going to have no more kids?
So you only going to have one kid? Dang. Yeah. They not even worried about the more important stuff. Well, damn. Like, can you get me with a family or something? Like, can I, like... Ciao. Happy Mother's Day.
Did we just go in on moms?
We did in a good way, though. It's time to wake up. We gotta wake up. We raising our girls. We pretty much doing this easy. We buy them babies. They raise all their lives when you think about it. They got baby dolls. They got the strollers. We raising them to be moms. A lot of times, they got the stroller. They only got the men. Mm. This is planet.
Yo, that's crazy. It's no boy baby dolls.
There's no boy baby doll.
It's girl baby dolls.
We walking.
So we got the girl baby dolls.
We got a kitchen set. We cooking. Got the hamburgers and everything. We've been raised all our lives to be young ladies, women, single moms. The boys, what are they doing? Jumping off the bunk bed?
Broken bones and shit because they jumping off.
Climbing
up the trees.
They ain't raised like, and then they take out the trash can. I mean, the trash once a week. They pretty much don't even got to do the dishes half of the time.
You know what? Shout out to Cheryl and Colin because they ain't raised me to be that girl that's playing with the dolls. I was right.
Did you take out the trash?
I took out the trash. I walked the dogs. I cleaned the yard. I did everything that the boys had to do. I climbed the trees. I played football. Anything my brother did, I did. And in fact, my brother had to take me with him. He didn't even have to. He wanted to, but...
Did he play double dutch?
Absolutely not. He did not play. He was not a double dutch kind of guy. He never even touched the rope. I've never seen him even think about... Not even... I just
know... Is something wrong with it?
No. I'm just saying he just was never that... It's not something that was he was interested in. But because that's my older brother, I followed him,
right.
You know, everywhere he went and did everything he did. Right. So if he was at the top of a steep hill, rolling down a hill, doing somersaults and shit down the hill, I was doing somersaults down the hill too. And my mom sent me right outside in my little pink jeans and patent leather shoes right behind him to do all the dumb, crazy stuff boys did. And I would come in the house with scuffed up shoes and dirty jeans. Yes, I did.
I'm hollering.
They did
I'm
not
hollering.
Raise me to be.
She said, absolutely a girl. Not. Well, bro, you heard it here first. You did not play double dutch.
He did not.
Did he play dolls with
he
you?
He did not play dolls. He broke my doll. He would break my doll.
Why is it normal for little boys to break dolls? They break them first. Every now and again, you get one that's not, you know, suspect. Don't kill me. Fuck it. Every now and again, you get a normal kid that's playing with a doll. Ain't nothing wrong with
him. Ain't nothing wrong with him. Right.
You know? And then you got to be like, well, he playing with Ken so much. He can't even play with Ken without being suspect.
Can't play with Ken without being suspect. I think we going in another subject, though.
This is raising kids.
Okay.
Okay. We ain't going to talk about it, shall we? Raising kids. All right. So, do you have anything planned for Mother's Day?
I don't know. I might got something planned on Sunday, but it's not for Mother's Day. I'm just going out.
You going to take your mom out?
No, they. Oh, you know what I do? My, you know, my dad, he always like to cook on the grill and make dinner for the mothers. So that's probably what I might be doing. Okay. This might fuck shit up because I ain't never miss a Mother's Day.
Okay, so what's the top two gifts people always get their mothers for Mother's Day? What's the most popular gifts for
probably,
Mother's Day?
Perfume, maybe.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Like little perfume gift sets. Mm-hmm. Like they're that's, you know.
So get that perfume set. What's a good perfume to get out now? Anybody listening and they need some ideas for mom?
This lady at my job, she told me to buy Versace light blue for women.
Light blue, Versace for women, yeah.
So
alright, I think number two for women's top Mother's Day gift would be edible arrangements. For me, I think everybody get a delivery, special delivery for moms. And that's it. That was one and two.
Wait, can I change the order? Flowers is number one.
Flowers is number one.
Flowers is number one.
Flowers is number one. Flowers.
And then like the little gift basket sets. It's like,
not from the gas station.
No. Don't gotta be from the gas. You know Macy's always sell like the perfume.
The
sets. Yeah. Only around Mother's Day. It'd be like the whole set. So you come with a free bag that go with it or whatever the case may be. Like those kind of cute little sets.
Yeah. Well, did you ask your daughter for anything for Mother's Day?
I took a picture of this chair that's at Ross. It costs like $100-something. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send it to her because she owed me a favor.
I asked my boy, can he get me a charger for my laptop? So I don't know. I got it yet. But that's what I'm hoping to get because I be asking for like perfume. I be hitting everybody up with the perfume during the what's name. I be asking for stuff that I ain't trying to buy. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you said Versace light blue.
Because
some people want to buy you some gifts, you know. I'm like
so perfumes. Okay, perfume. So here goes some perfumes. Because people at my job buy perfumes all the time. Marc Jacobs Decadence.
Marc Jacobs, okay.
Decadence, no, Decadence. Not just anyone.
Oh, just not anyone.
Yeah, Marc Jacobs Decadence. Mm-hmm. Smells really good. Versace Light Blue. It came highly recommended from a few people. Prada Candy.
Okay, Prada.
A lot of people like Prada Candy.
I heard
candy.
Of Prada Candy, okay.
You had Miss Dior, and that smelled like really good.
Yeah.
What else? It's a Balenciaga one that everybody comes in the store to buy. I can't remember what the name of it is.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
Diamond earrings would be nice.
Oh, and Burberry Touch is a high-selling perfume. It don't last long. It don't last all day. But the smell is a very good smell.
If y'all know any Zaddies out there that want to buy me some diamond, because I'm tired of my ears changing from the dollar store earrings.
I hate you. I hate you, sis.
Anybody, my grandma want me to have more kids. That ain't going to happen. But however, I might be on the market. So, he want to start off?
You know what I want to say?
What?
Just in case. Anybody tries to listen. KB is turning over a new leaf. I talked a lot of shit last week.
I'm crying.
I did a lot of shit last week on Shit Talk Radio, but I'm a whole new person. New beginnings. New me. I don't want to be 70 and alone.
Y'all heard it here first, y'all. She don't want to be 70 and alone.
KB is turning over a new leaf.
KB, starting beginning when?
Last month. Let's just say that.
Last month, child. KB is...
The end of April was a new beginning.
KB, a lover, not a fighter, child. Uh-huh. Give it up for KB. Drum roll! All right. So anyway, we got the Mother's Day gifts. Got the top. It's flowers and edible arrangements or flowers and perfume.
Perfume.
Okay.
And a nice bag. If you see a nice bag somewhere, you know, make sure you pick one up for it.
Cash it? Can we cash it? Or is that what's the worst gift you can get, Mom? That rolls from the gas station.
Listen. I love my DIYers. Kavina, if you listening.
You just had to turn over a new... What kind of leaf we was turning over, y'all?
I'm talking about the KB that said that...
You oh, know, the pimp.
The pimp. I'm not her no more.
Oh, okay.
We changed her. We
okay.
Not her no
KB,
more.
Kavina, if you listening, no, yeah. Don't write it. Don't...
She can, you know what? She can write me, make me a, draw me out a card. It's really sentimental.
She can
and
cut out a hand.
I can love that all
like
day.
The turkey
but
joints.
Please don't buy me the teddy bear from the corner on the at the gas station. Don't do that. Fellas, please don't buy your wives and your girlfriends the teddy bears from the corner at the gas station.
That nut ass balloon, seeing mom.
And all the DIY baskets.
That should be dusty.
Don't do it.
They drawn. Where do they get that stuff? Maybe I can start having my son out there.
Listen, I thought about it. Go to the little wholesalers and buy a whole
screaming.
Bunch of them and get out there. Because they make money. I'm knocking it, but shit, they make money.
Another gift you don't want to do is, what's the word? So the teddy bears.
Any of these damn DIY baskets.
And just the one rolls for me. And that stiff-ass box. That one rolls kills me every time. You can always get roses from the market.
I'm all right with the single rolls.
I don't like that one stiff-ass rolls.
I'm all right with the single rolls. Single roses have a significance.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but I'm going to look it up and come back with the information. But a single rolls,
that one,
I'm all right.
I don't like the one rolls in a box from the gas station. It don't have nothing. All it screams to me is you got it from Bruhman.
From the fifth floor?
From the fifth floor. No, baby.
You mean
no.
Hustle Man.
And if you bring that one rose,
got it from
and
it
got
Man.
A little tilt, it got a little unto it, and the petal is ready to just drop, and the rose look like the name can be with a, like, rose with a, over top of it, I'm okay with that. Nothing in the box, it's just laying there, like, how?
You know what else? It's other flowers than roses.
It is. My
you
God.
You really want to make a girl feel special,
mm-hmm.
a mom feel special.
Yes.
On Mother's Day, find out what her favorite flower and her favorite color. Because flowers come in all colors.
Yes, child.
Find out her favorite flower and her favorite color.
Yeah.
Don't just give her a rose. Mm-hmm. If her favorite color is purple, if her favorite color is pink,
mm-hmm.
if her favorite color is yellow, get her a flower, her favorite flower in that color.
Yes.
Yo,
I agree.
That's some personal
and
well thought out stuff.
Yes, child. And they actually have florists
that can dye it for you.
They can dye it for you, or they can make the arrangement for you. You don't have to go out, you know, real quick.
But guess what? Even if you gotta go out real quick, you can go to a market. Like, I don't know about ShopRite. I'm going to even say ShopRite. You can go to a market because they sell all the flowers individually. Sometimes they got the arrangements already made. You can't really add much to it. But they sell all the different flowers individually. And you can go and have them make an arrangement for you. Even if it got to be real quick and you stop at a market.
Oh, I didn't know they can make it for you.
Yes, they can.
Oh, child, they can make it at the shop, right, child? You heard it here first. I didn't know that. Yeah, they can. Okay, good. And guess what? Find out what she like. Because if you're a girl like me, I like artificial plants. So, so if you come... If you
tell a quick story real fast.
Go ahead.
I remember when you first moved into your house.
Uh-huh.
And you had that artificial plant that you had for a long time.
Girl.
In your room. And my mom came over. And
she's like, why? I still got it upstairs. And I don't think nothing wrong with it.
I mean, she was just like oblivious. She wasn't trying to be rude. She was like, yeah, what's wrong with that plant?
Yes. I love me some artificial plant, child. So... Look, you might be better off getting me one of those big, tall plants. Or make they saw big, good plants at Home Depot. Try to figure out what the person like.
Put
some effort into it.
And you might not even spend that much money.
Period.
What? Because sometimes what they like, a thoughtful gift, can be very inexpensive.
Yes. That's anyway. A Snapple fact. All right, y'all. Well, you heard it here first. Thoughtful gifts like KB. She likes candles. If you're the man of her dreams listening, get her a candle for Mother's Day. Her favorite color is pink and purple. That's and all, folks. Oh, and yellow. Period. All right, let's go. You got any announcements?
Real fast. Something that my dad do every year for Mother's Day and Father's Day. My favorite color is pink. My favorite flowers are lilies. So my dad goes out and buy me pink lilies every year.
Oh, and that's going to mean a lot.
He don't got to get me nothing else. But he gets me pink lilies. And everybody else, he buy my mom roses. He buy my sister-in-laws, whatever flowers he get them. But he always gets me particularly pink lilies. And if they don't have pink, he get me yellow.
Wow, so your dad, your father, get his daughter-in-law or something?
Yeah, he Mother's get all
the
women.
Oh.
Mother's Day and Valentine's Day. He get all the
Valentine's
women.
Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
Child, next episode, who should get something for Mother's Day? I mean, Valentine's Day. Oh, it's too late to talk about that. Damn it. Shout out to your father. And shout out to all the fathers who think about the special ladies in their lives. It's something to think about, fellas. Who will you be getting something for this Mother's Day? Ciao.
Yo, I think that's a good episode, maybe we can do a follow-up after Mother's Day to check in and see how everybody's Mother's Day was.
Yeah, because I have a coworker. I know we gotta go. Sorry, y'all. But I have a coworker. He said he don't even get his wife nothing for Mother's Day, child.
Oh, stop it.
He said he only get his mother something. Can you blame him? I don't.
He better stop it.
I'm praying.
He better stop it.
I'm hollering.
Well, thank you for tuning in to Shit Talk Radio. Listen, something's going on. I don't know what, but...
What are you talking about? Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, all right, well, anyway, that was it from me. I don't have nothing else to talk about. Thank you for tuning in to Shit Talk Radio, where I talk. We talk.
Shit.
I don't know, it's the Wi-Fi.